Real music, real interviews, real information. That's why we call it Real Gospel with the X-Man.
X-Man and William Becton has been around for a number of years. As a matter of fact, some of you old school people may remember him from back in the day. Well, here he is with his latest song, In the Morning. This is Real Gospel.
Now we got real sophisticated with our praise and worship. But my daddy was a Carolina country boy. He told me this. We've been there.
If I
Real Gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. I am so honored and elated to have my brother back on the program, the one and only legend himself, William Becton. Welcome back to Real Gospel.
Man, thank you for having me, man. It's always a blessing, man. Always a blessing.
Yes, indeed. So, you know, catch us up to speed. What has been going on with you musically and just because I know you're staying out there, you're staying busy, you're staying active. So what's been going on?
Man, just really ministering to God's people over the years. This is, it's interesting. It's about 30 years in this thing now, man. And each opportunity that I get to infuse music in the airways is always an opportunity to communicate the love of God, the wisdom of the Lord of the Lord Jesus Christ, and always educate people on the move of God. You know, Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, but our understanding of him is progressive. And what that means is he doesn't change, but our knowledge of him grows. And so he moves us from glory to glory, and we have to begin to see how God is moving in the culture at this time. And I like to affect those kinds of things, those kinds of changes, and those kind of directive things in my music to flow in the now of God.
Amen. So in terms of, I'm not sure if I asked you this before in the past, but how did you get started in the industry? How did you get started, you know, just sort of going from, like, take us back to the beginning.
Well, born and raised in church all my life, and my parents recognized the gift of music, you know, at a very early age, and took music lessons and piano lessons. But from there, I went to Duke Ellington School of the Performing Arts, where I learned to sing German, Latin, Italian, and French, and then from there majored in music at the University of the District of Columbia with an emphasis on voice. So I was a classical voice major. But in my senior year in high school, I got serious about the Lord and really received the Lord Jesus Christ in my life, and that changed the course of my life. I found myself, born and raised in D.C., I found myself at a conference in Detroit, Michigan. And at that conference, the late Thomas Whitfield was there, the great Henry Davis, amazing pianist, was there. And the prophetic word of the Lord came upon over my life that I would was called to pastor, and that my music would go around the world, that the Lord had touched my music and touched my fingers to create music that would go around the world. At that time, I hadn't written anything. I was just a classical voice major. And that was October 1986. 10 years later, I was number one on the Billboard Gospel Charts with an iconic song called Be Encouraging. From that time to this, my focus has always been apostolically functioning in music ministry, and that means setting order and speaking to things in advance. You know, apostles actually set order, but they were innovative in what they approached. It took me a long time to realize that my music, in that sense, would be innovative, a little bit ahead of its time. And so music affected the lives of people through music, and affected the lives of people through the rightly divided word, preached word of God is my life's mission.
Amen. You talked about the song Be Encouraged, and so for the listeners who may not know your name, but they've been in church for at least the past 20 or so years and have listened to gospel music, they should be familiar with that song. That is an iconic song, and it shall never go away. If you don't mind, we'll talk about the new music in just a second, but how did that song come to be Encouraged? Because that's just one of those songs that you put that on at any time, and it's just like, I'm surprised you don't put it on and just let it minister to you sometimes. It's like, wow.
It does.
It's one of them songs.
It does. It's amazing because while the Lord used that song, gave me that revelation of that song and birthed that song out of me, I'm disassociated from it to a sense because it blesses me and I receive from it just like it has blessed millions of people, you know, over the last, you know, 28 years. The song Be Encouraged is a part of a larger body of works, plural, not just one. That the song Be Encouraged was a single on at that time they called them albums, and that was the album Broken, and that was a revelation that God gives me. That's the criteria. That my ministry is about ministering to broken people. That's my mission statement, ministering to the broken, you know, affected the lives of the broken. And so the whole record had songs around every aspect of brokenness at the time, divorce, separated, addiction issues and things of that nature, the down, out, down and out. But then over the years, I found out that there were some up and in people that were broken too. So that was a broken one record that had the song Be Encouraged. While you address the brokenness that exists in all of our lives, and all of us have some aspect of brokenness, some aspect of things not functioning properly, we also have to recognize that God doesn't leave us in that state that we can be encouraged, because he's going to move us from the state of brokenness. And while we'll always incur levels of brokenness, in other words, I shouldn't be broken today over that I was broken about 20 years ago. Now, if that's happened, something is wrong. We need to get a more clear revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ. But from that time, I've written 3 broken records, and the new single is a single from the forthcoming Broken 3 record. So I'm always going to be ministering around the principle of brokenness. And again, broken does not necessarily mean down and out. It simply means some things that are not functioning at maximum capacity.
So we know that when an individual is broken, they should be focused on God, but that's easier said than done at times. So what are some things that people, let's, you know, minister to some people, including myself right now, when people are going through a storm, or, you know, that one is coming, et cetera, et cetera. What should one be doing?
Well, there are 2 aspects of broken. You know, there is the state of brokenness and the process of brokenness. And sometimes when we incur an infraction, an issue, a situation, an illness in our body, a family issue, it puts us in a state of being broken. You know, we recognize that we're not functioning properly. And sometimes the enemy uses that to our demise, and we begin to focus on our situations, woe is me, and we begin to try to fix things ourselves, because the state broken means forcibly fractured, shattered, torn into pieces. And sometimes life can lead you into a situation where you're torn into pieces. That's the state of being broken. First step is to recognize, hey, I'm not functioning properly. Hey, I'm hurt. Hey, I'm wounded. Hey, this situation really did happen to me. But we don't remain in the state of brokenness. We have to motivate or move forward to the process of brokenness. And the process of brokenness is what leads to healing. Now, the process of brokenness is a very difficult process, because sometimes it hurts to heal. It hurts to take the steps necessary toward bringing healing, because some of us have to face some situations. You know, it's almost like Israel being in the wilderness and with a spirit of ungratefulness. And the ungrateful spirit led God to allow the serpents to come. The scripture defines them as serpents, that they were highly venomous serpents that burned. In other words, the burning was the venom that was killing them in the wilderness. And they went to Moses, and Moses beseeched the Lord. They asked Moses to say, listen, we recognize our ungrateful spirit here. Moses, tell God to halt the snake. Well, notice that the Lord did not. He did not take the snakes away, but what he did admonish Moses to do is to to create a bronze snake, put him on the rod, hold the rod up, and as Israel looked at the rod, did the snake still attack? Yes, but as they looked at the rod, that the snake, the venom would not kill them. And so sometimes we've got to look at the thing that is bringing us pain. We have to face the situation that brings us pain, and in facing it, the power of God, the revelation of God will move us past it, and it won't take us out, but it will only make us stronger.
Amen. You preached the word right there. Let's shift gears to classical music. How did learning music, you know, because today I'm not sure if a lot of musicians appreciate it, but how did understanding and learning music as a major affect your career and bring you to the point of where we are today with your latest song, In the Morning?
Well, most people think that I'm the soloist on Being Courage, and nothing could be more insulting to me. And what that means, now I'm not saying, I'm saying that my skill set is that of teaching, training. I'm a vocal teacher, vocal coach, and vocal stylist. And so my gift is working with talented singers and cultivating them vocally. There is a psychology to understanding singers. And over the years, I've invested many hours, many years of my life to studying the voice, to writing, to creating music and producing music. And so my study of classical music, I had a full scholarship for voice. So I sing European classical music probably much better than most of, you know, some would say than gospel, but it has helped formulate me to understand the art of singing, the art of melody, the art of tone, and cultivating those things within vocalists. And so that is very much any singer who's ever sung with me over the years, which is why I did a documentary. I did a docu-performance, which through the eyes of, through the mouths of radio announcers over the years, some Stellar Award winning radio announcers. I needed to have you on there, man, because you've been a part of my career from the very, very, very beginning.
Thank you.
To talk about the effect, the, yes, sir, no, by all means, but to affect the study of classical music, they talk about my, those that were intimately aware of my background, of how that had, of that, its effect is resonant within my music. And my singers were interviewed and they talked about that as well. It's a huge asset to imparting it within gospel music, because a lot of times in gospel music, I mean, we just move off of inspiration and loud and soft and shouting and just a bunch of riffing. But there is an art to sound vocal technique. There's an art to it. And when we merge the art with the anointing of God and the revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ, that we have something very, very explosive.
Amen. Explosive like the song In the Morning. I'm going to let you have the last word in the last minute and a half that we have. How can people reach you? How can they check out your music? And how can they get In the Morning?
Well, In the Morning is released on all digital platforms. It will, iTunes, Amazon, wherever you are, it will speak life into you. It is foot stomping, hand clapping, and there's something that I say in the song repetitively. You're going to smile again. It doesn't matter where you are right now, but if you're walking with God, you're going to smile again. And I'm looking forward to reaching out to all of my fan base. You can reach me on all social media platforms. Through Bechtoven, Bechtoven at Facebook and Instagram. And I like to respond to all of my fans who reach out to me.
Hey, man, I like that. Bechtoven. I like that. Yeah. That is awesome. Listen, it is always great to catch up with you. It is always great to break bread with you. And you have nothing but our continued love and support from all of us here at Real Gospel, my friend.
I appreciate you. You are iconic in this industry, and I appreciate the passion for the Lord Jesus Christ that you merge with the music that you put throughout the airways. I appreciate you, my brother and my friend.
Amen.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Man, and the Real Flashback Song of the Hour is on the way.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, you may qualify for a free continuous glucose monitor system. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM systems can automatically manage your diabetes better for you. And by using a CGM system, you can eliminate forever one thing most people with diabetes hate the most: finger sticks. Now it's possible to manage your diabetes better, end the painful finger sticks, and get a new CGM monitoring system at little or no cost to you. We even provide in-home delivery and do all the insurance paperwork for you. Now is the best time to manage your diabetes better and get your continuous glucose monitor. Call now for details. 800-396-0150. 800-396-0150. 800-396-0150. That's 800-396-0150.